Blog Talk Radio.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Boom. 7:07 p.m. 2/6/2020 plus one. I am hoping to top the biggest arsehole and the entire nation. Y'all are giving Trump way too much attention. And so instead of me trying to beat out Trump, because you do know this is Star Wars, right? This is all about the war of the stars. It doesn't matter. You know, this is science fiction fact documentary, Discovery Channel, Wild Kingdom, you name it. We got it going on over here. I decided with tags, I would play a little game with myself. Because you do know we're algorithms. We're walking algorithms. And here are my tags. E.T. go home. Let the virus go. Stop studying. Lighten up. Warming. Turn on the heat. Baby, it's hot outside. Calling all warlocks. New frequencies, different freak wan sees. PPL can't spell. And on it goes. I'm not going to read them all. I could. Well, I'll read this one. I'll say this one out loud. Star Wars. Happy days. Dyslexic brain vomit. I've broken all of my little grammar rules. You know, I decided as an empath, if I was going to be mean to anybody, it would have to be me. I mean, you guys have basically created with the word knowledge, you've created your own kind of ending apocalypse, and minds humoristically, I guess, was supposed to end on Groundhog Day, February 2nd. That is my quote spiritual son, GS Jr. That is his birthday. So, you know, Huckleberry or whatever the groundhog is that supposed to come out and see his shadow or not. I guess I played that game a little bit. You know, the movie as well. And with that movie, this is going to deal. I want to call him Bill Weathers. Bill Murray is the arsehole of routine in his journalistic career. And I don't even remember a whole lot about the movie other than his life was over and over again a kind of eternity in hell until he shook himself, became more aware of other people. And the challenge is with that, again, he's a white man. And in a lot of ways, like I said, I'm empath, known as a zodiac Cancer. I take in all grammar. I take in all words. And so I heard this algorithm encouraging me to be the Green Mile. It was kind of, again, it was in a mockery kind of way, because it was one of my, I'm going to call idols. I have to call him an idol at this point. I've never met him, so I don't know what he really is like. All I know is, you know, we talk to the television more than we do people anymore. And, you know, how did that happen? And so, you know, again, Siri knows we said it would happen, so, you know, I might as well wrap it up for everybody. Siri knows more about you than you know about yourself, and I didn't catch on to Siri very well. I mean, I had a few things like, you know, asking questions, but some people have Siri all over the house already, and, you know, telling her to play something random. You're still pretty much bound to the collective. And I feel like the language was getting smaller and smaller. You know, we have about, you know, 50 words that we say on a daily basis. And, you know, it's sending like shock, you know, chakra waves through. You know, and I just say it once. It's like the bridal shower or the baby shower where lottery. See yourself subliminal. Jackpot, you know, Tuesday, put it out there. I already know I won. Powerball. Boom. So it's a fun game. It's a game not just of hope, it's belief, it's suspense. This is my genre. For those who really think that there's someone, quote, autistic here on the planet and just can't articulate and, you know, you just can't get through to the person. You know, you're a caregiver and you have someone you care for, but you don't know how to care for them. Call me. Call me. And all of a sudden I found out the wrong number had went out a couple of times. So I'm going to try this. Text me, because I may not answer anymore at this point. I may not even call. I mean, I may not even answer text, because I go in and out. It's about frequency, energy, and vibration, someone said. Esalt. It's someone that holds the secret, the real, true secret of secrets. And that's awesome to say. You know, what does that make a person when they know what they know that they know? It's no longer luck. It's no longer hope. It's no longer wait. And I've done things to foolproof it. You know? And it doesn't, this is like my, I hear the ringing in my ear. Left side, slow motion left side. It's a way to solidify your existence to yourself, your own totem, that you matter to something, to someone. But that was not good enough for me. That was not enough for, I believe, my ancestors. You know, what kind of test would I give myself to prove that I would go all the way? You know, and when would it end? Well, apparently I was a lot harder on myself than the Jefferson family thought they would ever be, as well as the Garners and the Masks and the Woods and the green grass grew all around, round, round. Green grass grew all around. What does all this mean? Probably everything and nothing to those that are out there. But it means everything to my family. And what I mean by my family is those who sacrificed leaving, whether it's home and glory in a sense of a spiritual realm and experiencing life in a 3D form and then having to ascend back and quote, leave people behind and leave treasures and all that, as well as laterally or divinitively, which one did I do? Heaven and divine. So you came out of spirit form, and then leaving family on the earthly side, or material things, or being told that you would have to. You know, it's like being weaned, and some people cold turkey. And so there's this big goodbye that has people not valgoing, is what I want to call it, you know, letting go of ego, which says this is mine, I own it, and I'm, you know, I don't have to play by the rules. So you have a kind of tantrum without a partner, and I played the game so well, and that it got scary just how Jenga life could be, how Jenga, the full yank. I spent most of my time, my formable years, I call them, raised by my father, and then years in between that, I guess it was time for payback, so I started raising my father. And that became, you know, this process of having the spirit of your mother and her passing on, you know. And so there was a double grief, you know, telling this story from my father's angle. It was a double grief because he lost not only his wife, but they had separated prior, 11 months, I think, to be exact. And it split everything. I was 11. There's your 11-11. That was your wake-up call. I became officially a statistic in my own psyche, and then it got reinforced by my fifth grade teacher, sixth grade teacher, whatever it was, asking the classroom whose parents were separated or divorced. And up until that point, I'd been an elite in my mind's eye anyway. I didn't understand it all, but we just didn't do certain things. And so the more I found myself a kind of elitist, the more I realized it was, you know, I was on the wrong side of my own coin. And at that point, you know, I was the bona fide victim of statistics. And so instead of surrendering to that, I tried to find a way to fight it. And, you know, I started to hear these stories about people get out of it, you know, get out of the hole. And, you know, I started to get these algorithmic encouraging words to, you know, shake it off and pack it under my feet. And it's funny, I remember, I don't know, this dream. It's just so, it was vague, but it was from my brother. And I guess to shake it all up, it was just like, you know, keep them guessing. No matter what. And so be your biggest secret. Don't tell everybody your business, and you know how you not do that? You learn not to know all your business. You learn not to care so much about being in the know and having it the way the world says to have it. You quarter it, you know, you third it, you pop in and out like an like a hemorrhoid. And then you learn how to navigate that. You know, I think that's the part that people are at the Truman Show piece, but they are having trouble getting off that shore, that we're going through the flame and then getting to that point where it was a death of the death. The way that his father died, unknown, you know, the unk. And so he had to go through not just the grieving process, but he had to risk his own life in doing so. And what is it that you've made out of your life? Well, the family, things that are familiar. And we were, quote, struck by this moon god, this Christopher. I'm going to get it. This Illuminati, this sun god. Rah, rah, rah. Challenged to one, let go of your faith, two, mock hope, get so frustrated with like the algorithms and taglines and keeping up to date that you just give up, you know. And fortunately, unfortunately for me, years ago, I realized I didn't know what giving up really looked like. And there are some things I'll shy away from, but being that which is called a Cancer, and like I use that for zodiac purposes so that I could deflect the pain that was supposed to be inflicted on someone that have lost family members. We could, you know, bear witness. But my thing was, having the Bible to fall back on was a very big help and coping mechanism. Thankfully, though, I didn't stop there. And my faith was strong enough to even transcend what was supposed to be this, again, be-all, end-all that I've already claimed, overruled in my Joel Osteen voice. And so it says, how do you cope? Well, you play a game of Scrabble and you allow yourself to play down, dumb down, dummy down. And if you do that long enough, well enough, you will have room to grow at all times. And so my father told me to always take everything you hear with a grain of salt. And that has made the difference in this road less traveled. Faith enough, evidence enough to believe, and evidence enough to doubt. And that leaves room for our humanity. That leaves room for divinity in a sovereign kind of way, without I'm going to say blaspheming yourself. The mother inside of you, inside of me. There's someone that has to hold on to a truth, a faith that says life truly is worth living no matter what. And while I do believe that there comes a time where you truly are ready to put it all out there and on the altar to say, why keep caring if it's not going to truly change? And how does a leopard change its spots? How do you find good humor in all that has occurred? It's a kind of buttermilk, sour milk. There are people that can stomach sour milk. And it's a kind of pouring out of libations, deliberately betting against yourself, taking the fall, taking the heat. Where does that leave us? There's a book below my feet that says, you are a badass. How am I supposed to feel about that? How to stop doubting your greatness and start living an awesome. Now, the book I wrote was Awesome Day on Purpose. And this is from a gen. $20 off Target. And it's like yeah, the shoulder angels in the movie, you get Emperor's Groove. And it was Kronk. Who was, you know, the supposedly big and a little on the goofy side. And again, just hearing certain words in certain contexts is supposed to make you feel a certain kind of way. And like a rat going for cheese, it would be hard to get off of that groove and get out of that channel. It's nothing less than mental warfare, is nothing short of psychological warfare. And you play the game or you don't. Or you play the the badass. And I decided I would just play. I would play long enough to act a total ass to myself, to the game at large, and make it, keep it making sense for myself. To say no matter what, I would give myself something to live for and something to die for, and a reason to stay stock still. And that was the name of my game. Hate it, love it, doesn't matter. Care enough to do the right thing and appreciate enough about life to be an asshole. That was the last thing I wanted to be, was an asshole. So I made that a big deal. Made it a big deal for myself. And again, there was a lot of suggestions. A lot of suggestions to just give up. But when you've truly stacked the deck in your favor and against it, it really doesn't matter if you've made yourself a moat. What matters is if you care to go or stay. And in my own Jimmy Durante kind of way, so, cha-cha-cha. The end is what I make it. The end is when I call it. And we have the right to do that. Who was that? Dr. Kevorkian, trying to assist people in their transition. We have others are just, you know, they paddle you to death because you care so much, just in general. You want to win. You want to shine on whatever level that looks like. For me, it was shining for my family, but, and I could tell when it was like, okay, you're overkill. No one's going to be able to match, you know, set a flame to you. And I'm like, I'm not doing this for me. This is not about high and mighty. And it's a Marsha versus Jan role. It's a Jan versus Cindy role. And I played the empath to see what all three would look like. And again, only the eighth or ninth child can really do that. Because nobody wants to be the asshole. Nobody wants to be the crybaby. No one wants to be the spoiled brat. And so people say that God would never, or could never change. I am the Lord, I change not. Actually, that's the mom in my definition. The earth is the Lord's. That's a mother. That's Mother Maya Gaia Brown. Grounded, grounded. And if anything hurts the ground, you hurt the mother. Step on the crack, break the mama's back. And I was, am still, in a place where environmentalist, crappy word usage, but cleaning up the mess that is constantly littered over the minds of the people. I think that's the biggest atrocity? astronomical atrociousness. And that's the part that makes me want to hold my God hostage. To say this word has got to be heard, but it's got to be heard in a way, in such a way, that people really, really, really get it. I don't want to be just another babbling brook. And I definitely don't want to be a Babylon. So, you know, I got those out of my way. But I let people know whilst I was in sane mind and sane heart and continuity of speech, I let them know they will never have the secret that I have, and I got a real big one. And if they keep fucking with the melanin and the people of God, something a whole lot greater than I. Because I'll step the fuck out the way. That's all I'm... I will step out of the way. That's all I got to say about that. Take that to Target. What I got to say about this other part. Creating me a clean heart for eternity plus. Good news is good news. I told E.T. to go to hell home already. Please and thanks. Confucius, go home. That for everyone's life, that would, whether you need to know or think you know, don't be fooled. Don't turn against your brother. And know what and who your brother is. It's your own navel. It's your own navel. Your own neighbor. And yeah, I knew enough about enough to keep my weapons at a minimum, but keep them very, very sharp. I don't believe in guns and knives, not in that sense. But I got a tongue. And I ain't afraid to use it. I ain't afraid to use it. Goodness. It's good to babble. It's good to just get it out. Rhyme, no reason all the time. People tell you to go to sleep. People tell you to do, you know, if you take a bath and your skin come off, know that the day's work is truly yours to keep. I know the world would have you to think that you're dirty, but there's nothing dirtier than something that would try to hijack the minds and souls and the privacy of people through friends and family and, again, cell phones and small print. And, you know, that's, come on. Let's rewind the tape. I went back to Heavy D and the Boys. I want somebody to love me for me, not just because I'm MC Heavy D. I know what that meant. I saw his story trying to play out for every black man. You know? I believe in the black man, not just mine. Not just yours. We all believe in the black man. And I resent whatever would come against him for all of these eons. That would try to pit one brother against another. I resent that. I resent that they would want you to look up forever and ever to a white man for guidance. To briefly look at an uncle or two, a cousin or two, but to never feel the feeling of being a father who holds his son and rules with his son. That being a kind of Mufasa and grown Simba, where he can rule and co-rule, or rule and reign. How about that? Rest, rule, and abide. That's what I envision and see and outvision for this planet. The kingship of the black man with his sons, with his daughters, with his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, not wild and bitter, not chopping off anybody's head, and certainly not leaving his lioness in the shadow to always be the backbone or rib. Or any other just brief moment in time, knowing that she is the full structure. She is the 33 degrees. She is the thing that keeps life and hell from freezing over. But that part has been played way too obscurely. One, for the woman to really take her rightful place, and two, for the man then to be properly knighted and kinged and priested and high priest. Now, bring closure to the story. There's a scripture that says, try the reins of the heart. And I was going to be no different. My heartstrings were going to be pulled. When you get to the end of this rope and this rainbow and all of that. And we've all saw the suggestion to leave and abandon. And we saw the namastes and the asays, those that, you know, understood and understood, and was going to continue to stand. I just want to bring a little clarity to the story, to the game that was and is somehow still being played on a level. You know, the Abraham versus Lot versus, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, and, you know, the Noah, the last days. That's where we're supposed to be. As if it ain't been over with. And then in March, we're supposed to get a pot of gold. Call a rebate check for the money that was already yours. This should be a game that no one wants to play. You gotta keep dying. You gotta keep, you know, burying yourself to transform. That's the black man's instruction. You know, sacrifice for your woman, and she's not gonna understand. And women, you just gotta screw them, go on somewhere else, or, you know, be single. And you know, those are the stories. And then the few, the proud, the Marines, that the women that do find one, they're so lucky, you know, their soulmate and such and forth. And again, I'm not, you know, pick your poison, pick your color. Thank you. For me, I gave up on not the person. I know plenty of people. I was never so disgruntled. But I had to appeal to a much higher sense of understanding for myself. And for me, it was like, why does the world need me to choose? Why do I need to put that out there? And or why would I need to hide it? And that seems to kind of go along with whether you're single or married or who you are with. Putting back that family tree for myself really helped me to bring closure to that. And so, making this all make sense for a moment. One of the things I desire on this planet of existence is to see people go home, go to be in their rightful space and state of being. And then as they want to move about the country or cabin or whatever, then they could do so in such a harmonious way. It would be just like, again, straightened out DNA. So before you try to touch something and call it dirty or clean or whatever, you would give your own self an analysis. Not a judgment, but an analysis. And so have that time and that space to examine yourself fully and completely without judgment. And then do the same for our planet. Do the same for whatever you think you know about your neighbors, the people that go down the street. Just have a kind of object look at life for the first time, probably at least in a long time. And so it is challenging, and had been challenging, for me to get back to this place of don't get so deep in your own story. And so again, you know, like a good habit, I went back deep into the story, you know, and it's not that your life isn't factual and true up until this point, but for me, it was about keeping that space between the notes, keeping that observation, that aware that I'm aware that I'm aware. And that is how you stay out of the matrix or go in and out of the matrix, because it's not about staying out of the matrix. It's about getting to a place where you know that no harm truly can come near your dwelling place. That your mother, uncle, sister, friend, cousin, if they died, it was not in vain. And if there is such a thing as heaven and they smiling down on you or whatever, however you want to word it, give them some power to influence your life in the good. I heard messages today that keeps telling me to believe in myself. And my thing is, I think I had enough of that. I do believe in myself, but I have to believe in that invisible greatness. And for me, that's that space, that remember to remember. Don't forget not to forget. Play crazy like David if you need to. But stick the landing and come back to zero, come back to square one and triangle three and square four. And have grace with your number five. This could be fun. This life can be much, much, much more fun. Let's give it a chance. Let's give it a chance. What I want over here in my home, my physical home, as well as other. And I say my physical home, but my home is like a black print. It's like a blueprint. It's a thumbprint of sorts. A mock copy of the different places I have claimed for St. Louis that gives us a space and a true outlet to learn and to purge all of the foolishness. For the women to cry for their sons and daughters, for us to properly grieve as a collective for the loss of 2020 and the foundness of it again. The shock wave that was thrown all over this. It was nothing short of what you call an EMP attack. And it was a shock to the heart to wake us all up to decide what are we going to do with the rest of our lives. Are we going to play crazy like this can continue? Us being pitted against ourselves, us being told what to do and how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, what all not to do. While we play Pinocchio and Geppetto and Pistachios. we play the puppet on the string. Or we get off the Ferris wheel. We take a day off. We take more than a day off. We take all of eternity off without having a quote accident, without disappointing our parent or parents when they come back. That we really have time to properly grieve the loss of ground zero and beyond. And we do not stop at this prison that is trying to be constructed over our minds and our hearts to not trust. Period. I trust my fellow citizens. I trust in my God. I trust in my country. I trust in my ancestors. I trust even in my exes. Ain't none in Texas. Not always by way of phone call or alibi. But there was a song that said, may the life I live, may the work I've done speak for me. And I wasn't too happy with the way my house looked on a daily basis. In fact, it was as if I had self-sabotaged or ancestors of somebody sabotaged me to have my house look in some kind of way. And like, it doesn't look, you know, comparative. I didn't want it looking like a mausoleum or a museum or a mosque, and yet I did not want it to try to look like somebody else's stuff. Ashley's or Haverty's or whatever, Value City is. No, this is what I'm doing here is for a higher purpose than a model house. My example in my life is not to be rebellious for rebellious sake. It is to hand the world back its freedom and its responsibility. And after I say that part, then I get my arse right on the other side of that line to say, hand me my portion too. And I know there's some junk in there I really don't want to deal with, but I'm going to fake it. I'm going to eat my crow. I'm going to eat my corn. I made that bed and I'm going to lie in it. But you know what I'm taking with me? I'm taking my faith with me. I'm taking my joy with me. I'm taking my hope with me. I'm taking my truth. I'm accepting all that supposed to be against me and saying, nah, that don't hurt. You can't make me doubt my friends. I don't care if I don't talk to them forever. It don't matter how close or how distant we are, how you can't touch me. I am untouchable. I am invincible. The world wants you insecure. Watching over your back, wondering who can see me, who can't see me. I want to be seen. I don't want to be seen. I'm, you know, it's back and forth. Grab, 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 you know, carrot on a string. And if you stop reaching, then they'll, you know, lower it even more. And I decided to just bottom the fuck out. Yeah, I got enough right here. I got enough of myself to put my life on the line and say, mercy, people, mercy. Lighten up on yourself. Start with me. Val, keep a good conscience about yourself. You know, I don't have to get on anybody else's bandwagon, but when I see they're going through a similar struggle, of course I can relate. Of course I can thumbs up it. But that don't mean I need to be chased with an algorithm after that. Your energy is your energy, guys. It is your inner child. It is your oil. It is your resource. I was reading in this Smithsonian book. It says, like all other mammals, whales mate and the females give birth to live young. Like all other mammals, whales mate? Okay. See, this is something that I have a hard time reading because the words are so confounded. Like all other mammals, whales mate, and the females give birth to live young. And that could have read, like all other mammals, whales mate. And the females give birth to live young. What's my point? Babylon. It's all a bunch of Babylon. Babble, 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 on and on and on. So I decided to get out here and do mine. It's called a mouth vomit on, you know, as people say, spit up a little bit in their mouth. I just spit up on my entire blog talk radio show. Say, critique it. Who gives a shit? But feel free to cash out me a $ go ask Val. I'll be back. PayPal Valerie_Jeff@hotmail.com. It's a way to add to the mess so we can clean it up together. How much time I got? I think I'm done. See you on the side.